Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Agnes Drew, here today with Max O'Brien and Dr. Rosalind Clark. It's day 1,632 since
we
came back
on the... super important news today. You should definitely get down to the beach soon. The weather's been great, and if you have a surfboard like one of the residents at Amoria currently does, the waves are, as she said, wicked gnarly.
Max, Agnes was speaking.
Oh, I know, but it was just the introduction that we do every day.
Yes, that same introduction that you always insist we do no matter what, even if we have something else we want to get to right away.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, you were saying...
I was going to say that there's a cluster of zombies over on the west side of town. We're not sure where they're all coming from, and it's really just a trickle coming in.
Wow, that's not great. We'd been seeing a lot fewer zombies around here lately. I wonder where they're coming from.
Max, what has gotten into you? Once again, Agnes was talking.
Yeah, Max, you don't normally do this. What's up?
What? Nothing. Everything's fine.
Clearly it's not. It's not like you to interrupt us like that.
I'm telling you, nothing's wrong. I'm sorry. I'll do better.
Please do. It was annoying enough before the zombies. Honestly, the last few years have felt a little bit like a respite because you don't normally do this kind of thing.
What, was this a problem for you before?
I can assure you, speaking on behalf of every woman alive, that yes, it was a problem. We constantly get interrupted, usually by men, and it's infuriating.
And it's always bothered me in any case. Whenever someone interrupts someone else, they should say, excuse me, or something. To just barge in on what someone else is saying implies that whatever they're talking about isn't important. My dad, in particular, used to do it all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks. My mom would always try to justify it by saying that he did it to everybody and that I shouldn't take it personally and stuff like that. But to me, it made no difference. Just because he treated everybody else badly doesn't mean it's still not bad behavior.
I thought you liked your parents. I didn't realize you had this kind of relationship with them.
I do love my parents, which is one of the things that made this behavior so annoying. In most cases, my mom and dad are beautiful, loving people. But this one habit my dad had just drove me up the wall, and he absolutely refused to do any work whatsoever to change it.
That does sound annoying. It kind of invalidates your feelings, doesn't it?
It absolutely invalidates my feelings, and I told him so on many occasions. All that said, I wish I could go visit them. The last we heard, they'd evacuated to Florida with my little brother Milo. I'd give anything to see them right now.
Maybe Sousa would let you borrow a horse. It might not take as long to get there if you didn't have to walk the whole way.
No, I mean, you're right. A horse would make that trip possible, but I wouldn't want to be away from you two for so long. And besides, once I got there, I might not want to come back, and then I'd be a horse thief.
I think Sousa would understand. But I wouldn't want you to be gone so long either. Unfortunately, until another transportation solution presents itself, I think we're all kind of stuck here for the time being.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go write them a letter after we get off the air here. That pigeon post sure would come in handy right about now. I've written them a few letters over the last few weeks and have no idea if they've gotten them or not.
I agree, but this has turned into a much more time-consuming process than I think any of us anticipated. And we already knew.
Hey, what about that hot air balloon we have the plans for? Maybe we could experiment with that a little. I know you said we need someone with experience to fly it, but we could try it with a tether and just see how it goes.
Max, what were we just talking about?
Sorry, maybe I should go find some chore to do and think about what's on my mind that's made me do this today.
Maybe we all should. We spend a lot of time together. Maybe we should all find something else to do separately today.
Sounds good. I'm really sorry, you two. I'll do better. Let's sign off. For Mercury, a broadcast of hope, this has been Max O'Brien, Dr. Rosalind Clark, and...
Take care of each other.